الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. There's an incident of a person who was known as Bahlul. He lived in the time of Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullahi alayh. Bahlul was a very simple person. A simpleton, as we say, very naive. People would not treat him as someone who was wise and intelligent. And people would then mock at him, joke at him. Harun al-Rashid rahmatullahi used to enjoy his company. And quite often, Bahlul would say such things that did not make sense. And everybody would laugh at him. Bahlul was allowed to come into the court, into the palace of Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullahi alayh, because he had that close relationship with him. But of course, he was not regarded to be a wise person, an intelligent person, a very simple-minded person. So he would ask questions and inquire about things that made no sense. Sometimes, or many times, when he would ask his questions, people around him will mock and joke at him. Harun al-Rashid, rahmatullahi alayh, once got very ill. He was so sick, doctors tried different medication, but he didn't seem to be recovering. Bahlul goes to visit him. Bahlul goes there, Amirul Mu'mineen, what is the matter? He says, Bahlul, I've tried all medication, doctors have tried very desperately, but it seems that nothing is working. I'm on my way out now. So Bahlul says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, where are you going to? Harun al-Rashid says, Bhai, I'm leaving this world. I'm going on a journey to the next destination. And Bahlul says, where is that destination? Where are you going to? He says, Bhai, it's another world. So Bahlul then says, how long are you going there for? 1 or 2 weeks? Longer or for lesser time? Harun al-Rashid is not well, becomes angry. Bahlul, you're a fool. I've told you I'm leaving this world, I'm going to the next world. Such a world that no person can ever return from there. So Bahlul says, meaning, have you sent your armies ahead of you, as you normally do? When you go on a trip for just 2 or 3 days, you normally send your armies. So how many people have you sent to welcome your arrival there? Harun al-Rashid becomes even more infuriated. He says, Bahlul, I have made no preparations. I've sent no armies. And nobody can send any armies ahead to the next world. Bahlul was actually given a stick by Harun al-Rashid. Bahlul was given a stick by Harun al-Rashid. And at that time, Harun al-Rashid tells Bahlul, Bahlul, if you find anybody more stupid and foolish than yourself, then you must hand over the stick to him. You can travel the world, and if you find any person like that, give him the stick. So Bahlul takes the stick today. He says, Amirul Mu'mineen, with all due respect, normally when you would travel, you'll make sure you make enough preparations, you'll send your armies in front to make sure everything is okay there, and to welcome you when you arrive there. And you say you're going to a destination never to return from that place. And you made zero preparations. And you're not going to come back again. With all due respect, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I have not seen any person more foolish than yourself. I now hand over the stick to you. Harun Rashid rahmatullah began to cry. Brothers, this is a lesson for all of us. We have spoken about dunya on so many occasions, and we continue to do so. Alhamdulillah, we have spoken about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala almost every single talk. But there's a reality. And what is that reality? That there is a day of judgment. There is a day of qiyamah. And many of us seem to forget that day. The Quran speaks about,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَاخْشَوْا يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورُ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us, O believers, fear that day. Which day? لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِهِ. No father can avail his son. No father can protect his son. No father can help his son. No father can defend his son. No matter how strong the relationship between father and son may be in this world. How often you find the father is so proud of his son. And he will defend his son. No matter what the son may have done. He may have even committed something wrong. The father will stand up and protect his son. But on that day, even that close relationship and bond the father had for his beloved son, that father also will not be able to come to the assistance of his son. وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَوْ وَالِدِهِ شِئًا. That son who made khidmat of his father in this world, who loved his father, you ask him, what you want to be like? Who you want to be like? I want to be like my father. But on that day, he will not be able to protect his father at all. إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. The promise of Allah is true. Qiyamat is going to take place. Various verses of the Holy Quran. So many verses depicting the horrifying scenes of Qiyamah. Again, I'm not trying to make people afraid. Of course, the mercy of Allah is vast, but there is a reality. When we forget, and this, that the chief of all deceivers, the chief deceiver as we say, the one who deludes every person, that is shaitan. Allah says, let not this worldly life delude you, and let not shaitan, gharoor, bahut dhokha dene wala, the one who deceives not just once or twice, every moment of his life, every moment he is deceiving us. Let not shaitan delude you. What does shaitan do? Either he will make you believe there is no day of reckoning. So a disbeliever, he doesn't believe in the day of reckoning. A believer, he will make you become so engrossed. Hazrat Thani Muhammad writes in his Bayan al-Quran, itna munhamik hota hai dunya mein. He becomes so consumed in the dunya that he does not even look towards the akhirat. He prepares nothing for the akhirat, no preparations. As though there is no qiyamah. As though there is no day of reckoning. And this day of reckoning is not an easy day. Quran itself says, إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. The convulsion, the quake, the tremor of qiyamah, the shake of qiyamah is شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. It's very, very mighty. It's something very, very serious. So shaitan, what does he do? Deceives us. As though there is no day of judgment going to take place. And sometimes in the back of the mind, what does he say? Don't worry, when you go there, you'll make through. You'll make it through. وَلَئِن رُجِعْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي إِنَّ لِي عِنْدَهُ لَلْحُسْنَىٰ. When I will be returned to my Rabb, I think I've done quite a bit, so I'll be safe there. My respected brothers and elders, this is the dhokha of shaitan. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all the anbiya, guaranteed the highest place in Jannah. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu sees his beautiful Mubarak beard and his hair, and in Shama'il, they explain the beautiful countenance and the face of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the noor, the black beard that he had, the black hair that he had, his zulfa, and then suddenly white strands are beginning to appear. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, bima shibta. Why are these white strands suddenly coming out? What's worrying you? What is the matter? Rasulullah says in one riwayat, shayyabatni hudun wal waqi'ah wal mursalat wa amma yatasaalun wa idha ash-shamsu kuwirat. These surahs, five surahs was mentioned, because in these surahs Allah talks about in every verse about qiyamah, the reality of this dunya. It's going to come to an end. People have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People have to now and give an account for all their deeds in this world. Allah will say, what have you sent forward now? Every person who stands singly before Allah Rabbul Izzat. No person can assist the other at all. In this dunya, we have come back from a journey. We have traveled abroad. You land at the airport, went for Hajj and Umrah. You went to Dubai, you went to China, you did a lot of shopping, and you come with your 10 trolleys, and ask Haji Sahab or ask any person, "Bhai, can you just take a few trolleys for me, please, man, pass the customs?" That Haji Sahab got his 10 trolleys also. He's not even bothered. You see the person smiling at you from a distance, a half smile. Nobody comes and makes mu'anaka with you there. Everybody is nafsi, nafsi. I'm worried about my own customs now. I need to make it through the green light. That's the time everybody is trying to read some wazifa. No person is going to help any person. وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah, the scene is depicted. Each person coming furada, akele, akele, alone, singly before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will say, وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَلْنَاكُمْ وَرَأَ ظُهُورِكُمْ. All those things that we gave you in this world, the material possessions of this world, that you were enjoying, you left behind your backs in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then question the person, مَا مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانُ. Every person who talked to his Allah, no interpreter, no person coming to explain to Allah on your behalf, no wakil sahab, no lawyer, no advocate. You would talk for yourself. It is such a time. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ وَقَالَ صَوَابًا. Only whom Allah gives permission, he will be able to talk. Or will tick baat karega. In dunya you'll get away with your eloquent language. You're able to deceive the person. But there you will speak accurately. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the verse, Allah says, and we warn you of a punishment, adaban qariba, yawma yanzuru al-mar'u ma qaddamat yadah. A man will really see then, what did they send here for the akhirat? It's a reality, my brothers. It's a haqiqat. The person will look on his right hand side, whatever amal al-saliha he sent, he will see. And look on the left hand side, whatever amal, the bad deeds he has sent, he will see. He will see in front, he will see Jahannam burning. Therefore, Rasulullah says that these verses which depict the horrifying, the awful, the ghastly scenes of Qiyamah, they have made some of my black hair turn white. In one hadith, Rasulullah says, كَيْفَ أَنْعَمْ. Allahu Akbar. How can I enjoy myself in this world? وَصَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ إِلْتَقَمَ الْقَرْنِ. When the person who has got the flute, or the person who got the trumpet, the angel Israfil, he's already put the trumpet into his mouth. وَوَيَنْتَذِرْ. He's waiting very, very carefully, attentively. مَتَى يُؤْمَرْ. When he'll be commanded to blow. When Allah will give the hukam, blow. فَيَنْفُخْ, so that he may blow. So Rasulullah says, when this is a reality, how can I enjoy myself? Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, his wife once tells him, and if you read the books of hadith in Sirah, these Abu Darda and his wife, Ummu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, had such a simple life. I don't have time to go into the details, but there's one occasion when Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu comes and he sees Ummu Darda in a very disheveled condition, absolutely simple. And then he inquires, what's the matter? He says, your brother Abu Darda, he's got no time for this world. But that's another incident. But nonetheless, once she tells him, that why don't you also go out and search for some of the dunya? Kama yatlubu fulanun, like how others are doing so. He says, inna amamakum aqbatan ka'udan. He says, in front of us, there is a very steep hill. Aqaba means a hill. Ka'ud, very, very steep. Very difficult to climb this hill and to ascend. La yajuzuha al-muthqilun. Those who are burdened, got heavy weights. They've got a lot of luggage, a lot of saman, a lot of goods. They will not be able to cross this and pass and climb this hill. So I wish to make my burden lighter. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, the famous Sahabi of Rasulullah, was made shaheed in Muta. He's reading the verse of the Quran one day and he begins to sob like a little baby. His wife goes up to him and she sees him crying. She tries to ask him, why is he crying? By looking at the husband crying, she begins to cry. So then he stops reciting, why are you crying? She says, I'm seeing you crying. And you have spurred me on to cry as well. What is it? Why are you crying, oh my beloved husband? He says the verse, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Brothers, we should ponder over this. That every one of you, Allah has taken a qasam, an oath upon himself. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. Fasla kun. Allah has made this fasla, this decision. Every single one of you will have to cross Pul Sirat. Every Nabi has to cross Pul Sirat. Every Ummati has to cross Pul Sirat. I am so worried whether I will make it or not. Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullahi. People who saw him, they would say, when they would see him, it was as though he was in a ship that is about to sink. Because all the time you say, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim, oh Allah, Ya Allah, take it easy with me when I'm crossing Pul Sirat. Ya Allah, you take it easy with me on the day of Qiyamah. This was the worry and the concern Rasulullah had about Qiyamah, which is a reality. Sahaba, there are so many incidents. The Salafi Saliheen, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, I mentioned the other night, when he was going, traveling in India, and then from one place to another, he was going to Ghaziabad. So he had taken his saman with him, his goods, so he had some extra luggage. There was some sugarcane somebody had given him, bundle of sugarcane, and now he was traveling. And the rule at that time was, you got to weigh your luggage. And any extra piece you have to pay that extra for it. Like how when we travel, you've got extra luggage, or you're overweight, you'll have to pay for the excess. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali realized that he purchased the ticket, whoever was with him, but nobody paid for the extra luggage that he was carrying. So he inquired. But there were people there, non-Muslims, and they were in charge. Railway station commander was there, and he was in charge, and he knew Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. He knew this is the Maulana, he's a pious man, he could see from his appearance. He told him, don't worry, I've already sorted it out. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah said, how? He said, no, I've spoken to the person in charge here, on this train. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah said, how long will he'll be with us, till where? So the person said, bas is station se phir wo dusri jaga wahan tak. Then he will speak to the next man. So nothing for you to worry about. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah said, phir uske aage, in front, what's going to happen then? He said, phir wo dusri ke saath baat karega. He'll speak to the other person in charge. So you must be befikar, don't worry. That is already arranged. I'm in charge and I've told this police officer and he'll speak to the next one. Then when you catch the next train, he'll speak to the next person. Hazrat Thani Rahman said, Pir uske baad? And after that, so the person said, Hazrat, Pir Ghazi Abad pahunch gaye. You've reached your destination. Hazrat Thani Rahman said, Hazrat, uske baad kya hai hoga? And after that, the man said, Hazrat, you've reached your destination. You can go home then. He said, uske baad qiyamat hai. After that, he's facing my Allah. What answer will give to Allah? This is not correct for me to do so. There is a rule, there is a law. I will be cheating. This affected those non-Muslims to such an extent that they realized the beauty of Islam. Put ourselves in our situations when we are traveling. What do we do? Go to the counter. We look this way, that way. We make a plan, man. We put some money to bribe the person on the counter. This is not correct. Why? There is no khawf of khuda. We don't realize we are all in an examination hall in this world. Everybody is busy writing an exam. And there is a day when we will be given our results. The day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the day of judgment in Surah Baqarah. And respected brothers and elders, this is the last verse to be revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine the last verse? And Allah chose this verse. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ And fear that day when you will all be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin differ. Most of them have said it was 81 days before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some say 31 days. So it was the last verse to come down. And before that Allah spoke about riba transactions. Then Allah is going to talk about in forward about loans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that fear that day when you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a day. يَوْمَ تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Every mother who was feeding, breastfeeding her child because of the horror, the day of trepidation, uncertainty, nafsi, every person is concerned about himself. Every Nabi, every single Nabi, read the hadith on Shafa'a, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Isa alayhi salatu salam, Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nuh alayhi salatu salam, nafsi, I'm worried about myself. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي مَوْلًا عَنْ مَوْلًا شِئًا. No protector, no guardian, no friend can assist the other and avail the other. This woman who is feeding her child, she will abandon her child. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And a woman who was pregnant, she will abort her child because she'll be gripped with fear. People would not have taken any intoxication, but they will seem as if they all drunk. Running, يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Imagine a man running away from his own brother. He does not want to see his brother. He doesn't want to see his parents. He does not want to see his wife. He does not want to see his children. Every person will have his own condition, overwhelmed by his own condition, that will make him totally oblivious of the other person. This is the day of Qiyamah. This is the reality. And to explain to us, Rasulullah shows that don't think Qiyamah is somewhere. We've got many, many years to go. Rasulullah explained to Sahaba, I'll just mention two narrations. Number one, he says that the time that we have left in this world, he likened it to a piece of cloth, شُقَّ مِنْ أَوَّلِهِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ, which has been tattered and torn. And now this, whatever remains of this cloth is hanging just on one khayt, one thread. Just picture this cloth, this rag. It's tattered, it is torn. And it's just one thread left and it's just hanging on this one thread. And soon this one thread also will break. This one thread will also be snipped off. This is the life we have remaining. And Qiyamah is so close. Exactly when Qiyamah will take place, only Allah knows best. Another hadith, Rasulullah gives a bayan, قَامَ فِينَا خَطِيبًا بَعْدِ الْعَصْرِ, after Asr Salat. Asr, we know Asr and Maghrib is a short time. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands and he delivers a khutbah. And he explains in that khutbah all the main things that are going to take place till Qiyamah. And then the Sahaba say, right in the end, Rasulullah sallam explained to us. He said, we could see the sun setting. The sun was setting. The rays of the sun as it was setting now were just over the date trees, just over the wall. Almost any few seconds time the sun will set, it will be Maghrib. He says, this amount of time that you see left as the balance of this day from the morning till now, this few seconds that are left, this is the balance remaining in this world for Qiyamah and Akhirat. My beloved brothers and elders, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. There's so many other things coming to mind, but inshallah some other occasion, let us prepare for Akhirat, prepare for the day of Qiyamah. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsah wa amira bima ba'd al-maut. An intelligent person, a wise person. Remember Bahlul's story in the beginning I mentioned. Let us be that wise person, not a foolish person, who does not prepare for the Akhirat. A wise person, he goes against his whims and fancies and egos, and he prepares for the day of Qiyamah, when he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give fasla, Allah will decide. It is known as yawmat tanad, yawmat talaq, yawmahum barizun, la yakhfa ala Allahi minhum shay, azifatil azifa. It is the day which is very, very close. It is coming. Every person will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will be shouting and screaming. That day Allah will make that fasla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people whom Allah said, يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. Allah will not disgrace His Nabi. Allah will not disgrace the believers, those who are with the Nabi, for us to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our a'mal, our preparation has to be like that. That is befitting to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.